Trump money.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Trump is going to accommodate them. They're very.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hi, Cyrus. This is Carrie. I'm calling with the radio tour to connect you in with author Tiffany Jewell. Are you available?
Yeah, we're all set, and I'm so glad you said her last name because I wasn't sure if she pronounced it Jewell or Jewel. So thank you so much for
Jewel.
That. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. I forgot to ask you, is this going to be taped or live?
Yeah, it is taped. It'll be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, that sounds great. Let me just note that. Okay, let me make sure everybody is ready on our end. Give me just
okay.
1 second. No, we're still on with the last
okay.
radio station. So give us
all
one
right.
second here. And the schedule isn't super tight, so you can go over a minute or two if you need to.
Okay. Do you guys have us for 10?
10:40 Eastern?
Yes. And I'm sorry, 10 minute, a 10 minute segment, is that what you have us for?
15.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, thanks.
Sure. And they're just wrapping up.
Okay.
Okay, I'll join your line in now. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
And we've been joined by Cyrus Webb.
Hello, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Cyrus?
Hey, doing really good. Happy Pup Day to you.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in to our friends at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, I think with everything going on in the world today, I think we see that when it comes to the education system, the school system, there's a lot that sometimes we don't think about that is being taught, that is being expressed. But our next guest has written a book that really, I think helps us to have an important dialogue, not only about the topic of racism, but also the importance of embracing one's power. We're excited to welcome Tiffany Jewell to our broadcast today. She's celebrating the release today of her new book, Everything I Learned About Racism, I Learned in School. We're going to talk to Tiffany not only about the writing of the book and sharing her own expressions, but also being able to find other people to share theirs as well. If you all are just now finding out about the book, we'll let you know how to get your own copy of it. Tiffany, thank you again for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Look, I enjoyed this book. I was fortunate to be able to get an advanced reader's copy of it, and there's so many things for us to talk about. But the thing that I want to talk about, first of all, is the sense of pride you must feel. So talk to us about this experience, because you kind of take us through not only course going through school, but through college and the lessons learned there. What is it like for you now to be able to hold this book in your hands and to share it with the rest of us?
Thank you for asking me. Nobody's asked me that. It's amazing. I am so proud. And this book is like so personal compared to the others that I've written. I don't even know. Like, it hasn't totally, it's not totally real yet, but it's
gotcha.
So exciting. And I just can't wait to share it with everybody. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, the title will definitely get people's attention. So when I was first pitched the book, I thought, okay, this is definitely going to have people talking one way or the other. So the idea of racism, but I want to say this too, Tiffany. I grew up in my realm on the radio side here still in Mississippi. We're celebrating 21 years here on the radio here. But I think that the interesting thing is I grew up in an interesting time in the South, and that is I graduated high school in 1994. We didn't have a lot of race-based incidents, even though, I mean, blacks were in the minority of our school system where I was. Now, I was outside the capital of Jackson. So in the city that I lived in, we didn't have a lot of expressions that happened where things were seen as being racially motivated. But I'm curious, what has that been like for you to see how we've all have heard that saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same? What has that been like for you to see how when it comes to the issue of race and racism, how it does seem like things are repeating themselves in some ways?
Mm-hmm. It does. And so the ways it's like repeating itself is like, well, first of all, like, students are, like, learners, kids nowadays, they know more than we did back then because they have, the language to talk about things. They have, like, news right at their fingertips. And so they're, like, bolder and braver and just more, like, with it than I was at that age. But the things are still happening because we have these, like, our school system is kind of, like, well, this is how it's always been. so this is how we're going to keep doing it. And you're like, but it's not working. But they're not, like I know, like, where our school district is moving into a big, like, strategic plan, and there's no student voice in it. And it's, like, very few administrators, like, and are working on it, but they're not talking to the teachers who are working directly with the students or talking to caregivers. And this is why we keep repeating the things, and we're not actually, like going to the young folks and being like, what do you need us to do to make schooling safer and better and more interesting and exciting and honest? And it's frustrating.
Yeah. It's interesting hearing you use the word voice. I immediately thought about the chapter of Tiffany in the book, What I Learned During My Senior Year. If you don't mind, I'd like to share a bit of this, because you talk about this mm-hmm. in a very interesting way in the book. And this is what you wrote. My senior year was when I learned how to use my voice. I once stood up in the middle of my physics class, frustrated that my teacher constantly called on the boys and allowed them to speak out and over the four females in the class. And I said some kind of chastising statement that silenced my classmates and the teacher. I was frustrated that year. I was tired of being in classroom spaces where if you were male and white, you could do whatever you wanted. I learned that outspoken, overly confident, assured white boys could make racist jokes, and the teachers did nothing. I learned that it was okay for those same white boys to gaslight me and try to make me small. I want to talk about that, because embracing your voice, embracing your power, you talk about that later on in college as well, is something that I think is so empowering for young people in this book. What was it like for you to reflect on those lessons, Tiffany, and the courage it took to be able to speak up?
It's hard to speak up in school. That's one of the reasons I included that story and, like for students' rights and, like, reflecting on it. I've always been a person who is very, like, grounded in my beliefs. I'm also stubborn, and I am an optimist. And so I also, like, will see things always as they can be better. And so being in classrooms, and, you know, like, senior year of high school, you've been with those kids for at least 4 years. For many of them, it had been six, you know, from middle school into high school. And I was also a theater kid who was, like, you know, feeling pretty confident after certain things. And looking around, and I remember particularly in that physics class, it was frustrating because our teacher was also a female. And the way that white boys in particular just kind of, like, ran that class was so frustrating. And looking at my other, like the other people in the class, like the other females and black folks, and just being like, we never get to have our voice. We never get to say anything. What if I just shouted to the classroom? What would happen? The worst thing that would happen is I would get sent to the office. Like, yeah. I can do that. And it's kind of as an adult now, and, like, I have privilege. Like, I'm light-skinned. Like, people look at me and they're like, oh, she's safe. But I have, like, the power now to be the person who gets to shake things up. Like, am I going to get in trouble? Maybe. Probably not, though, because they're like, oh, it's just Tiffany. It's, like, one thing that she's not going to do it again kind of thing. So,
yeah.
That was kind of exciting.
and I appreciate you sharing that, Tiffany. The other thing I did not expect going into the book is that you're able to give voice to others' experiences as well. And one of the chapters that really stood out to me was Lorena's chapter, What I Remember. Mm-hmm. And that chapter, I mean, there could be a whole book of itself on that one chapter, because it kind of goes to something we hear a lot more of now. And I'm like you. I'm an optimist. I'm a very positive person. But it was so interesting reading Lorena's chapter and thinking that white supremacy doesn't always look the way we think it is, not as threatening, you know, overtly as we kind of talk about it and think about it. What was that like for you to have individuals like Lorena share their story and to be able to see how it kind of wove into your own journey?
It was really incredible. So as I was writing the story, as I was writing my story, I was like, you know, like, my story is relatable to some people, but not to everybody. And I started collecting my friends and asking them, like, would you please contribute? Everyone said yes. And to have people contribute those stories like Lorena's or Randy's or James's. Like, everybody's stories are so thoughtful and personal and relatable. And I never want to write a story that I want all, like, everybody to see themselves in and it just be my voice. Like, that seems unfair to everybody.
Yeah.
And so to be able to include, like, many authors, and some of them are published and some of them are not. Like, the other thing is, like, I'm a published author with a, you know, New York Times bestselling accolade. Like, let me see who I can bring into this world, too, that is so closed off. So
yeah.
I never want to write a book by myself again if I don't have to. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I have to say one of the probably the hardest chapters for me in the book, Tiffany, was Ozzy's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because it said something, again, I've heard before. I haven't personally experienced, but I heard before,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, wow, to be able to walk through the world feeling this way. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just share it quickly with our audience here, where he was talking about his blackness. He said, my blackness was acknowledged by my white classmates
obviously
and teachers only in ways that demeaned me. My blackness felt both
mm-hmm.
seen and ignored. I thought to myself, wow, the idea of not feeling seen, right, not feeling like you are worthy. What do you want readers, though, as we kind of think about this book in itself, Tiffany, what do you want readers to think about when it comes to realizing their own value and worth and the importance of being seen?
I want readers to know that they are valuable and valued and important, and that, you know, nobody's story should go hidden, ignored, erased, because we are all, like, collectively in this world together. I want learners also to know that school can be a place that honors them, and if it's not, then we can do something about it.
Love it. Well, Tiffany, you are definitely going to be able to change lives with this. I'm so appreciative of the time today.
Thank
Again,
you.
Everyone, Tiffany Jewell has been our guest. The book is Everything I Learned About Racism I Learned in School. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite local bookstore. If they don't have it, I know they'd be more than happy to order it for you. And Tiffany, how can our audience stay connected with you?
I'm often on Instagram, just under my name, Tiffany M. Jewell. And I have a website that I think is the same thing, TiffanyMJewell.com.
All right. Well, Tiffany, congratulations again. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy this experience. And
thank
looking
you.
Forward to our next chat together. You're more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb-Singh. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. And let's go make today amazing. Take care.